few quick items regarding the things. Ed, David, what happened to you? No, we're not there. Didn't want to be the head of the AUC. He was such a man, strong, tall, and quite a dude. He worked on this. But he just felt that it was not a good enough job.
Probably wasn't really what he wanted to do, and then...
Did he want to stay here as a science advisor?
No.
Did he realize that?
No, he understands what's being done here. He doesn't want to, didn't want to stay here and preside over, his diminution of the office and all. And has apparently what he considers a really good opportunity that he was anxious to get back and take.
He's one of the faculty inaugural.
He's a damn good guy.
Faculty inaugural, I'm pretty sure that he comes in.
Yeah.
That's why I don't believe we should do any of those before the inaugural. Do you agree?
If we can avoid them, yeah, I think we can. We've got to add charity today. that's his choice too. Remember, we tried a lot of what would have been better things for Rumsfeld, and he took many of them. Versus the new, that he's right on some of the A&P, A&P. some ways would be, not only would be a better thing, would be as good as Abe in some ways. On the understanding of how to handle Henry, that's just a question of whether, how you come out. On working as a deputy on substance, he will not be as strong as Abe. He's not a guy to use out front. Alan had the gift of being able to handle both the inside and the outside.
Or if you can't put himself in that respect.
But that, there was no thought that he could. Part of running Henry's office, keeping things buttoned up. Keeping the routine stuff out of Henry's hair, and some of that he'll do a better job than Abe. Abe took too much to Henry.
Well, one thing I've got to emphasize to you is this, and I've got to have a report on what you've done about cutting prices stuff and Henry's stuff, those two things. You've done that, has that been done?
Well, it's been partly accomplished.
Prices stuff, as I said, just put it out of the government.
And we're putting,
keep it with that.
disappointment. They're going ahead on the Clementi Memorial.
Yeah, that's my suggestion.
Right. The Pyrus de Galbraiths. Read about your appeal, enthusiastic about a national fund. Galbraith said he and Willie Stargell and Dave Wiske, I'm going to co-chair a committee to organize the memorial, get league support and all this sort of stuff.
Second command.
The question is whether you'd like to have them come in for sure.
Are they here?
Pirates are in Pittsburgh, Galbraith's in New York. If we okay it now, they can come in here this afternoon.
Fine. Good, that's their convenience. I think I put it in later in the afternoon. So. Well, we have like
3:45 is what they're suggesting.
Sure, for sure.
Oh, since you're bringing me to play this go back to Rossiter's book, which was written in 56, goes back to the historical stuff, you know, and the fact that Eisenhower sort of picked up, Roosevelt's the guy who did the work on institutionalizing the presidency, and the Truman kind of just fumbled along with what was left to him, and then Eisenhower did a good job of solidifying some of that and making it palatable to the country.
And actually,
and making some out of the vice presidency. But it still left all these loose ends that all these things out there that the president is supposed to be doing that there's no way that the president can do. And it just kind of, it screws up those operations and it screws up the presidency. Because you aren't focused on it. Boy, you look at the problems that those people had and the functions that were involved and the progress that we've really made up to this point, we're getting rid of a lot of it. Roster makes the point that the key thing is the clearing of the president's time so that he can deal with what he ought to be dealing with instead of what's presented to him. And you really have. And someone's got to write that someday. But by the way,
the way you gotta do it is just somebody to tell somebody. I mean, that's the thing.
It's consciously to do it, but no president.
But why do you have somebody on the staff? You, hey,
that's right.
Somebody have got to tell somebody that this has been an enormous revolutionary change. I have devoted the time. I mean, that's all. Also, you can go to the Camp David thing that way. That's why we go everywhere to write, create.
Instead of just reacting to the pressures that are
spilling this time with cats and dogs. So anyway, this is something that will come. Ehrlichman thinks you just put the whole load of reorganization out there for you.
I think so. But just on a very
overlying,
just laying out the basis from the congressional viewpoint, mainly it's to assure them that there isn't any real reorganization.
Treasury after it.
with them straight, they get the results, and we've done a good job of moving the young guys up into those things. They'll deal with Ziegler because of the position he's in. They dealt with Chapin because they figured he knew what he was doing. We can get them dealing with Steve over a period of time. It's going to take some time. They'll deal with